Four great resources for you to stay on top of the market. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I built multiple businesses, and it's incredibly important for you to stay on top of the news. What's happening in the market? You know, we spend a lot of time here on this show talking about what's going on in the market. Are we seeing housing swings up, you know, interest rates going up or down? What are the hottest housing markets? All those videos you can find right here on our channel. But things, a lot of things happen. There's a lot of volatility across the board around the world. And you need to stay on top of it if you're a savvy real estate investor. Even if you are earning passive income, you still want to know and understand what the trends are for your portfolio. So now I'm assuming if you're watching this video, you probably have some money in the stock market, maybe a 401k, maybe you own some index funds, some ETFs, certainly probably part of your portfolio, I would imagine, as it is mine, a small part of my portfolio. But then you're also a real estate investor and you're interested in earning higher returns in real estate, in owning tangible assets, which are a fantastic hedge against inflation and all of the rest of it. You know how much we love real estate around here. So I'm assuming that maybe you have a big bucket, and that's what today's video is going to do. It's going to kind of give you four great resources that even if you have stocks and real estate, will really help you understand what's going on in the world. We're busy. We've got families. We've got jobs. We don't have time to read and listen to all kinds of stuff. So I've tried to find four great things for you that I read on a daily basis, things that I use every day that really help me stay ahead of the curve. All right, let's start with one of my favorites. I really came across this website about a year and a half ago, but I've now really dived in deep into their premium service, and that's the folks at Seeking Alpha. So I want you to check out this amazing website. It's seekingalpha.com, and they have amazing articles, trending articles for the day, but it's really like your one-stop shop to really understand what's happening in the market, what's happening around the world, and how your ETFs, how your stocks are being affected by every variation of the marketplace. But I want to talk about their premium service also, because I signed up for their premium service because they go deeper, much deeper into stock analysis, and you can do comparisons. They've got an amazing dashboard. They have over 30,000 subscribers to their Seeking Alpha Premium. And it's very easy to sign up, and you just get a ton of excellent stuff inside of their premium service. So inside of their service, they've got a news dashboard. You can read all of the latest news without having to really open up each story individually, which is really great. They have notable calls. So if you're not speaking the language of the stock market, a call really is important stock picks that you need to know about. And so their analysts at Seeking Alpha are kind of giving you those suggestions. It's great for beginners, but it's excellent for advanced users because these folks who are writing these articles and analyzing these stocks are the best. They have the author's favorite stocks in here. They've got the list of top stocks, upgrades and downgrades. And you also are finding, this is really a cool feature too, they'll find stocks that you already own that you're comfortable with, and they'll find ones that are similar to your current portfolio. But the list goes on and on. And their dashboard is great to look at, to see your stocks, see all the graphs and charts. Really powerful. And so that's something I read every day is Seeking Alpha, and check out their premium service if that's a right fit for you. All right, next up is something you might already have on your phone if you're an Apple user, but it also works for Google as well. But I'm going to be talking in terms of having an iPhone, and that is Apple News. Apple News is free, comes built in right on your iPhone. You can also do the exact same thing though with Google. If you've got Google News and you're using an Android phone. So either way, it works the same way basically, but I'm going to talk about Apple because that's what I use. So launch Apple News. And what you can do is you can actually build your own custom feed for real estate investing. That's what I've done. So let me show you what I have here. So based on your likes and interests, you can create your own custom news feed right inside of Apple News. I was showing this to my mother-in-law the other day, and she was separately paying for a service that she didn't even know about. And I showed her how she could do it for free inside of Apple News. And she was like, oh my God, I'm doing that. So it's very simple to do. And then, so every day I'm checking the stories that are using that keyword that are related to real estate investing. And what's great about it is it's going to curate a lot of interesting news for me that I might not find, because basically Apple's finding the news for me. So you're going to get great resources. Like our blog is in there as well, morrisinvest.com. We post great content that helps you become a better investor. That's in there. But you name it, it's, you know, it's there. You've got Housing Wire, you've got Zillow, you've got Redfin Blog, you've got all of these different sources, but it's also pulling articles for real estate from the Wall Street Journal and other sources that's going to put it and curate it right for you in that feed. And so when you launch it, I'm looking at it right now here on my iPad, you tap the left column, find your feed, boom, you can set it up and you're done. Of course, you can also do this too. If you like fishing, you can set up a fishing feed. You can mountain climbing, you can, you know, UFOs, whatever you want. I actually have a UFO feed in there. So you can do any of that. I use Real Estate inside of Apple News, and it's a great way to do it. You can do the exact same thing inside of Google News. It'll curate articles from around the web right inside of your Google News app on Android. The third great resource for you to look at as a real estate investor is morninginvest.com. It's a daily, or I think, no, it's semi-daily newsletter. And they do a great job. I think it comes out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's a curated newsletter that hits your inbox every day for free. And they have like four or five really interesting articles about real estate investing. And what I love about this newsletter is that it's written for real estate investors. It's not just about the housing market and real estate agents, okay? So much of the news online these days, if you go to CNBC or these other places, it's written for like real estate agents. This newsletter at morninginvest.com, by the way, great name, is curated just for real estate investors. So it's pretty cool. And they think, like I said, they send it out in the morning over your coffee so you can read kind of the big stories of the day. It's also pretty funny, but they've got like four or five interesting articles and wrap up about what's going on in the market. So ups and downs with interest rates, what are some of the hottest housing markets, really great information that you can get Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in your email inbox. Pretty darn cool, right? And again, we'll have links to all of these below this video. All right, number four on my list is a little self-serving, but I think it's a valuable piece of content for you to know what's going on in the world of real estate investing, and that's my podcast. It's the Investing in Real Estate podcast. We publish that Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you can download it in the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts, or you can grab it on the Google Play Store. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're everywhere podcasts are sold. It's totally free. And on Mondays, we do a shorter sort of monologue episode, usually a motivational episode. Wednesdays, we focus on investing with the family. So Natalie and I will do episodes where we really teach you how to, you know, invest as a family and grow your portfolio that way. And then Thursdays, we have a real estate expert on the show. This is anyone from Robert Kiyosaki to Ken McElroy, you name it, we have them on the show. Here's a flavor of our podcast and listen to my interview with Robert Kiyosaki. Just a few seconds. Listen.
So legally, the key word is legally, and that's why Garrett Sutton is my legal guy, because I don't want to break any rules and go to jail. How you legally pay less taxes in real estate, and some other avenues, but real estate offers some of the best advantages, should I say.
There you go. It's the Investing in Real Estate podcast. It's totally free. And I think it really keeps you up to date on what's happening in the world of real estate investing. And we put a lot of time, attention, and effort into that podcast. So if you're not a subscriber already, go subscribe. So those are four great resources for you to stay on top of what's happening in the market. You get the stock market, you get what's happening in REITs and ETFs and the index funds, but also more broadly what's happening in the market at Seeking Alpha. And then of course you have the other great resources we talked about here, what's happening in the real estate investing space as well. So I hope you find these resources useful to advance your financial intelligence. Now go out there, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth.